Let's begin this week. Is a very beautiful parsha, Parshas Miketz. Before we begin, let's just mention that this week we have three Sefer Torah. Three Sefer Torah. It's not so common when we have an opportunity to take out of the Ur HaKodesh in one Shabbos, three Sefer Torah. And
known as the triple crown.
Triple crown. First parsha we spent on yesterday about learning about all the halachas. The first Sefer Torah is the Parshas HaShavua. Tadir v'she'ene tadir, tadir kaidem. The second Sefer Torah is Rosh Chodesh. We get the additional benefit of laning as well via Mashabbos. Ordinarily, we do not lane. We do not take out a second Sefer Torah to read the Musaf of Shabbos, but this week we do. This week we get the bonus. We lane via Mashabbos. Number three, we lane Chanukah. Chanukah uvayoyim hashishi. I think it's Shevet Dan. Is that correct? Or God? I don't remember. I take it back. I don't remember what it is. I think it's maybe God. I don't know. Whatever it is. But we lay the Vyayim HaShishi. We lay the Kriya for Chanukah. Three Sifrei Torah, which is really four Nyanim. Parsha Shavua, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, and then Rosh Chodesh. There's something also very unique about this Parsha, this week. It's that's the only time that we say the complete Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. There are three types of Rosh Chodoshim. There is regular Rosh Chodesh, where we recite Chatzi Hallel. Chatzi, you don't say the whole Hallel. And by the Svardim, I believe they don't even make a bracha. They don't make a bracha, or the different Menachim, so only the Shliach Tzibur makes the bracha, but the people do not make a bracha. You're not saying the entire Hallel. And on Rosh Hashanah, which is also Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Hallel at all. Zero. Why? Sifrei Mesim, v'sifrei Chayim, psuchim yatem, oimim, shira. At a time when our life is on the line, would it really be proper to recite Hallel? But yet, tomorrow is one of a kind. It's a one of a kind Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't happen all the time, happens only occasionally, every couple of years, is where on Rosh Chodesh, you say the whole Hallel. And that is something which should trigger all the alarms, the good alarms. Because what is Rosh Chodesh? Why taka is it that Rosh Chodesh, we don't say the complete Hallel? It's a painful reminder of our sins. Because originally, Rosh Chodesh was a festival. It was the festival, that's what Chazal tell us, it was a festival. At Kedei Kach, it would appear that they did not do malacha. Can you imagine every Rosh Chodesh, could you imagine Judaism in America today? That every Rosh Chodesh is like Shabbos? You don't do malacha? Tell your boss, I can't come, you go show him the whole calendar. I can't come on this Tuesday, on this Wednesday. What? You can't come work? I thought, you know, it was Saturday, it was enough. No, I can't come in all of these days. And then, of course, you can't come in that day, you can't come in the day before. You have to leave at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, right? You got to get ready for Rosh Chodesh. You got to get ready for Rosh Chodesh.
I work for a guy, I have to show him a calendar when he's young.
Really? All the days? Can you imagine showing him all the Rosh Chodesh?
He should know when his customers won't call him, like he's concerned.
You know, the barber used to always ask, I used to be always his contact. Every time I get here, he would want to know exactly when his Lag BaOmer, when it's Pesach, on the calendar, B'diyuk, to know when people are going to come. They're not going to come to different Minhagim. He wanted to plan, you know, his vacation. Most of his customers were from people, and he used to always ask me to clarify on the calendar exactly Erev Pesach. Are they going to come Erev Pesach? I said they're going to come, and then I wait till them. Erev Pesach until Chatzos.
Until
after Chatzos. After Chatzos, they're going to stop coming. I said, there'll be people that don't know the halacha. They'll come anyway. Not my business to tell you. But
what's the issue of malacha on Rosh Chodesh? What are you not allowed to do?
Today, us, you do everything. A man.
I know, but the way it used to be.
It would seem like Shabbos. It would appear it was like Shabbos.
Mom
is like Shabbos.
Stores were open?
You chayv misa refi?
No, only lois say. No, Yom Tov is no chayv misa. On a Yom Tov, there's no chayv misa. If you do malacha, there's only a laugh. I mean, the Torah never handed down, it never happened. But Chazal said that with Rosh Chodesh, it was planned to be a Yom Tov. Just like, I would assume just like the Shalosh Regalim, where there's an Isser D'oraisa Tumalacha, but there's no Chiyav Kares,
right.
There's no Chiyav Nisa, But it's like, yeah, the Shabbos is much more severe. Shabbos is Chiyuv Karis, Chiyuv Nisa. Yom Kippur is in the middle. Yom Kippur is the Chiyuv Karis, but there's no Chiyuv Nisa. That was the original plague. But because of the Chet HaEgel, they worship the Egel, so this Yom Kippur was taken away from us, but it was not totally taken away from Noshim, women, because the Noshim did not participate to the same degree as the men. When the men wanted gold, and they asked their wives, give us your jewelry, your gold jewelry, they said, no, get out of here, don't do this. They refused to participate in the Egel, and as a reward for not participating in the Egel, they still, to a degree, have a connection to Rosh Chodesh that a man does not have. There are different customs. Today you don't see, you don't hear about it, you don't see, you don't hear about it, but maybe there's some women that will tell you they have a tradition. They don't do certain types of labor on Rosh Chodesh. They will not sew, they will not do the laundry. There are certain things, I don't know, you don't hear about this today. Most women today, they've never heard of this. They never heard this, but there's no question about it. It's cited, it is brought down, and there is a minute by Noshim, at least maybe, let's say, for a period of for half an hour, to stop doing malacha, certain types of malacha. I don't know, there are many varieties of this minute, because the Noshim did not participate in the Egel. It was Rosh Chodesh suffered. Why Rosh Chodesh, what's the connection between Rosh Chodesh and the Chet Egel? I don't know. Why specifically Rosh Chodesh? There must be a very simple reason, which I just don't know. But there's some relation between the two. But it does definitely reflect upon the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel and when you have a year like this, where Rosh Chodesh falls out on Hanukkah, and we do recite the complete Shabbos. So because it's not a complete holiday, but yet it was a holiday once upon a time, and it will be a holiday when Mashiach will come, that is why it is our minhag, it's only a custom, to recite Chatzi Hallel, where we skip, we don't say the complete Hallel, to show, really, this should be a holiday. But it's not. So we're not going to abuse it, we're not going to say the entire Hallel, but as a reminder of what once was and what will be again and what should be, so we say a token fulfillment, we recite Hallel, but half of the Hallel. So it's a bittersweet experience on an ordinary Rosh Chodesh. On the one hand, it's a festival. On the other hand, it's a reminder that we messed up big time by making and worshipping the Egel. However, once in a couple of years, when you have Rosh Chodesh falling out on Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos coincide, and you do recite on Rosh Chodesh the complete Hallel, even though the primary reason why you're saying the complete Hallel is because of Chanukah, not because of Rosh Chodesh, you still cannot ignore the fact, wait a minute, today is Rosh Chodesh, and we are reciting the complete Hallel. It's almost as if there is an awakening of the original Rosh Chodesh, an upgrade, the forgiveness. Hashem is saying you're forgiven for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is no longer with you. We know that the Chet HaEgel lingers, revealing pakti pakadati. Hashem says in every generation when he brings punishment, built into the punishment that we suffer throughout the generations is a small token of punishment for the Chet HaEgel. When we have such a Rosh Chodesh, where we are reciting the full Hallel, it's in a certain sense a smile from heaven, no more Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel has been forgiven. Klal Yisrael is an Eis Nesugal. It is a good time. It's a time of divine favor where we can easily be mispalel for salvation, for Yeshua Bracha to bring back the glory of Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah before we brought upon ourselves harm through the worshipping of the Egel. Okay, that's our Hagdama. Now, there is one other point I want to make about the three coming together. It's interesting, what are the three all about? Well, first, the first Sefer Torah is Shabbos. Shabbos represents the conclusion of Maaseh Bereishis. Shabbos, to a large degree, represents the end. Vayechal Elokim b'yom hashvi'i mikol melachtoi asher osa. all of Hashem's work is done. We know that the 7 days of the week correspond to the year, the millennium of the world. The tradition is that there are 6,000 years in this world, and then will come 1,000 years of Shabbos, whatever all that means, the Kabbalistic concepts. But Shabbos represents the Gemar. It represents the conclusion of a goal. You work, you plan, you have a mission, and you get to day seven. You reach the climax. You reach the completion of your mission. What is Rosh Chodesh about? Renew represents a new beginning. HaChodesh hazeh lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Comes Rosh Chodesh fresh. There's a new moon. It's a new era, a new tekufa. The mother of all Rosh Chodeshim is Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, a new year. A new year, it's the first day of the month. The new year begins the first day of the month. Every Rosh Chodesh is in the aim of Rosh Hashanah. It's new. What's the third Sefer Torah? Chanukah. What is Chanukah all about? Oz, Egmor, Meshir, Mizmor, Chanukah, Sam, Mizbeach. Chanukah was not the dedication of the Mizbeach when the Yevonim were defeated, when the Mistyavnim were defeated, and the Chashmonaim retook the Beis HaMikdash, and they cleaned out the Avodah Zarah, and they demolished the old Mizbeach, and they built the Mizbeach anew. What were they doing? They weren't building a new Beis HaMikdash. They were renewing it, refurbishing, renewal. Chanukah represents when you get to the end, you go back to the beginning. We have three Sifrei Torah the Shabbos. The three together is an amazing knockout, out of the ballpark home run combination. Shabbos is the Gemar. Chodesh is the beginning. What is Chanukah? That when you get to the end, start again. Chanukah Samizbech is the rededication. It's a new phase. We're not building a new Beis HaMikdash. We're not building. We're not doing anything new. There's no new concepts. We are renewing. We are recommitting ourselves. You've reached a shleimus. Okay, start again. You finish the Masechta. Learn the Masechta again. You've gone through one cycle. Go through the cycle again. When you get to the end is just an opportunity to start once again. This week, all three come together. The principle of the Gemar, the principle of the Haschalah, and the principle of when you get to the end, start again. Chanukah is the renewal. Chanukah is 8. What's the number 8? What is the 8th day of the week? Sunday. You go through 7 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And what's the 8th day? Start again. 8 is a circle. We always look at 8 as lamala miderech enachinami, but 8 is also really teva. It's really the shleimus of teva, because everything in teva is a cycle. The world, everything is round. In ma'aseh bereishis, everything is round. Everything goes in circles. Everything goes in circuits. That's the way Hashem made the world. There's continuous cycles in life. People, places, the world, the sun, the moon, the whole cycle of life is a cycle. When you get to the end of the cycle, you start again. 8, the world is created with the number 7. What is the number 8? The cycle begins once again. You go to the beginning of the cycle. The 8th day of the week is Sunday. You go through 7 days of the week, and then the 8th day, Sunday, the cycle begins anew. That's exactly what Chanukah is. Chanukah is just like it was the renewal of the Mizbeach. 8 is the renewal of the cycle, and the Shabbos, we have all three together, the beginning, the end, and not just the beginning and the end, Chodesh and Shabbos. But when you get to the end, start again. The principle of renewal. All three come together. Okay, let's go to the parish a little bit. And we'll come back to Chanukah at the end. I want to talk about Chanukah a lot more, and also a lot of very interesting remazim to Chanukah in the parish. Okay, the first thing is, let's talk about Yosef. This week, Yosef has been away from his parents, Bila raised him as a child. Whatever happened to Bila? When did Bila die? Who knows? Doesn't say anywhere. When Bila died, when Zilpah died, we know when Rachel died. Leah, we don't know either. We don't know anything about Leah when she died. We know about Rivka. We know about Sarah. And we know about Rachel. But we know nothing about the death of Leah. Interesting. And we know nothing about the death of Bila and Zilpah. Okay, but let's talk about for a moment. I don't think we have a minion. We can have a minion over here. I will see. Maybe someone in the other shul still someone. What we learned this week? Yosef has been away from his family for how many years? 22 years, and now there's a famine. Vayihi ra'av ba'aretz. And what happens? Yaakov Avinu, he tells his children, Lama tisrahu, why are you sitting around? We'll go back to the Rashi in more detail in a few minutes. Why are you sitting around? Go down to Mitzrayim, lishbar lechem. I hear that in Egypt, yeshever b'mitzrayim, there's food in Mitzrayim. Lama tisrahu, go down to Egypt, buy food. So the brothers get together, and they go down to Egypt, and Rashi, everything is in Rashi. And Rashi says that when they went down, how did they go down? They went down, they're called the Achei Yosef. Achei Yosef. Yosef is a distant memory. They haven't seen him in 22 years. They forgot about him. He's gone. No, their father is mourning. No, so that the father is when they went on with their lives. All of a sudden, when they're going down to Egypt to buy food, the Pasuk brings up old news. 22 years ago, it's ancient history, 22 years ago. The Achei Yosef goes down, they go down to buy food. Vayar Yaakov ki yeshever b'mitzrayim, vayom Yaakov elevanov lomo tisrahu, vayom hinei yeshamati ki yeshever b'mitzrayim, ridu shama, v'shiv v'lo nemisham, v'nechye v'lo nemus, vayerdu achei yosef asara, Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, achei yosef v'loi kosaf, as what we would expect, b'nei Yaakov. Rashi is something that is very, very important. Milamed, from here we learn, Shehoyu mischartim b'mechiroso. They had regret. 22 years later, they have charata that they sold their brother as a slave. When they sold him as a slave, they knew what they were doing. They made a bezdin, and they made a cherim, anyone that would reveal the secret, even Hashem, will be put in Chayrim. They wanted to murder him. They wanted to kill him, threw him into a pit. They stripped him naked. They committed, it was premeditated murder. That was the original plan. All of a sudden, 22 years later, Masha Yase Hazman Lo Yase Hasechel. What changed? All, we're going down to Egypt. We're going down as Achei Yosef. Once we go to Egypt, we're going to find him and we're going to redeem him at any cost. And later in the parasha, it says, Rashi says, Beferish, later in the parasha, Yosef in disguise asked them, why are you here? So they said, we're looking for our brother. How much are you going to pay to redeem him? Any money in the world. There's no price we would not pay. We'll give up every penny that we have. We'll borrow, we'll do anything. What happens if the seller doesn't want to sell? We'll kill him, he says. That's what they say. Rashi says this, the Farish. We'll go to war. We're not going to either. We will succeed in killing the people that prevent us from taking him back, or we'll get killed in battle. We're not going back without him. We're going to offer all the money in the world, and if that doesn't work, we'll go to war. And if we'll die, we'll die. That's the Farish of Rashi later in the parasha. Why? We have charata. Unbelievable. This is the real charata. Serious deal. Why? Makara. What's the charata? What changed? They were smart people. 22 years ago, they knew exactly what they were doing. It seems bizarre to us. The Chazal say it wasn't so bizarre. They looked at Yosef. He was an existential threat to the future of Klal Yisrael. That's how they viewed him. A roidef, a person that would destroy from within Klal Yisrael. Like in a good connection. They had an agenda here. L'shem Shemayim. An existential threat to the Klal Yisrael. It has to be eliminated. They knew exactly what they were doing. So what happened? 22 years later, Nun Makara. We have Charata. We made a mistake. Mikan Mulam Shay Mischortim the Mechiraso. V'nosnu Libam Lehisnai Imo Be'achva. You're our brother. V'lifdoisai, to redeem him. B'chol momon sheyifsuku aleihem. So I want to suggest, one thing changed. It changed a few moments before they went down to Egypt. 22 years they forgot about him. Yaakov Avinu says to them two words. What changed was two words. It's a drush. This is a drush. The two words were Lama Tisrael. When Yaakov Avinu said to his children, Lama Tisrael, they shook. And they realized, you know, we made a mistake. We sold our brother. What's the connection between Lama Tisrahu and their mistake? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi explains, when it says the words Lama Tisrahu, Rashi gives three interpretations. Now, I'm going to tell you now, it's not 100% worked out, but I believe there's something here, and leave it for homework. You could either completely reject what I'm telling you, you can develop it on your own. But here Rashi says three interpretations for the words Lama Tisrael. Yaakov says to his children, there's a famine. There's a famine throughout the entire world. The whole world is in a state of tsar. It's like today, a pandemic. The whole world is being shaken up. So he says to them, the famine. Lama tiru atzmechem, first interpretation, b'fnei Yishmael uvnei Esav ki'ilu atem siveim. Why do you, the world is watching us. You're under scrutiny. And that's, you know, it's very, very true. Whenever there is a world crisis like today, everyone's under scrutiny. Jews, you know, the Orthodox community has probably never been under so much scrutiny our entire life in America. Because when everyone is suffering, everyone's looking, what are you doing? Are you following the rules? Are you not following the rules? There is, you know, they have all the numbers, they crunch the numbers and every little prat, the statistics, every dimension. When there is an ace tsara, everyone comes under scrutiny by one another. And Yaakov over here says there's a famine, everyone is starving. And you, my children, you're under scrutiny.
Because they had food.
Oh, no, that's really Rashi's second shot. No. Rashi, in his first shot, doesn't see that there's a very delicate point. That's Rashi's second shot. Rashi, in fact, he says they did not have food in the first shot. No. The only difference was they knew how to handle themselves. Yaakov's children were holy children. They have a gift of emunah in Hashem. They knew how to deal with it in a dignified way, which the Goyim didn't. This is Rashi. I think this is what Rashi, this first pshat, says. Let me read you the words of Rashi. Lama tisrahu atzmechem b'fnei b'nei Yishmael u'vnei Esav ki'ilu. Rashi, it's in the brackets, these words in the Rashi, but it's ki'ilu atem siveim. See, then he can, ki b'oysa shah, he writes here, then he contradicts himself. That's why it's in brackets, the other part. I don't know really sure. Sha'a adayin hoyalohem tevuah. They still had grain.
That's not a one shot, that's two separate.
No, this is the first. Then he goes to another two perushim. This is this first shot. The first shot of the words are very.
So
it's interesting. They did or they didn't. Because he says they did have. He says explicitly they did have. And then in the brackets, it's ki'ilu atem. Here's the difference. Maybe that's what I was referring to. As if you're satisfied. You see, that's the difference. That's the difference. They had, but they didn't have enough. They were on diets. The food was rationed. According to Rashi's first pshat, it appears. I think this is what I'm saying is correct. Up to you. Rashi's first pshat is, at this point in time, they had just barely enough to survive. Like everyone else. Like everyone else. The whole world, the food was rationed. They had barely enough to survive. The only difference was Yaakov's children, it didn't bother them. They appeared as if they're sated.
Everything
is okay. Why were they able to do that? Why were they not in a state of panic? I'm assuming it's because they are maminim. Yaakov's children are holy children. They are maminim, b'nei maminim. There's an ace tzara. No, we'll deal with it. It's an Asara. Do we have what we need? Yes. We have just barely enough, or maybe not barely enough to survive. And if you would speak to them, you would look to them, nu, are you okay? Baruch Hashem, we have food. Baruch Hashem, we're not starving, we have food. What will be tomorrow? Nu. Have emunah. Have emunah will be tomorrow. Absolutely. Well, look what's going on in the world today. There are many different types of people dealing with the situation. Every day the situation changes. Every day, every situation. So there are people who are terrified. There's a new variant, a new mutation. They're terrified. And there are people, okay, we got it, we got this far. We made it this far. No, we'll figure out what to do. We'll have emunah. We'll work on it. Take it as it comes. They take it, whether you're a guy, you're a Jew, I'm not talking about any religion, any politics, just stop. You see in the world there are people that have different attitudes. There are people that are shaken to the core and they go into the basement and they hide. And there are people, look, we'll get through it. Yav emunah. Yaakov Avinu, his children were ma'aminim. There is no question that when you have emunah, it goes a long way. Rashi says they had food. But it's that they did not have enough food to be surveying, to be sated, to be satisfied. They were not having lavish weddings. There was no lavish vacations. They just had enough food to survive, and that was it. Problem was, it didn't bother them. It didn't bother them. We'll be okay. Esav and Yishmael were scared. They're going to starve to death. And when you're in a matzav of sakana, everyone looks at each other. What are you doing? What are you doing? This country, that country, this community, that community. Everyone is looking. Just that's the way human nature. You want to see how everyone else is coping. Yaakov says, this is not a good situation here. Because everyone now is under scrutiny. And you, my children, you're good people. You're ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. You have enough food to live. You're not satisfied, but you present yourself, Rashi, ki'ilu atem siveim. As if you have plenty, and you don't have plenty. All you have is just you just have enough to survive. And it's not good to stand out. If the Goyim, the Bnei Esav, the Bnei Yishmael are terrified, and you're not terrified, you appear Sveim, it's not good. It's not good to stand out in a time of global tzara. Then Rashi says another interpretation. V'li nira, parish number two. V'li nira, pshutai. Lama tisrahu, lama yiyu akol mistaklim b'chem umatmim b'chem she'ein atem bevakshim l'chem ochel b'terem she'yich lema she'biyetchem. People are astonished why you're not planning for the future. Okay, it's a different interpretation, whole different interpretation. That everyone now is planning for the future. One more time, these words over. You have to differentiate between the first interpretation and the second interpretation. V'li nira, pshutai, lama tisra. The word tisra means to gaze. Don't, everyone in the world is looking. Lama yu akol mistaklim b'chem. Why should it be the whole world analyzed, stares at you, umat mi him, and they're in shock. The whole world is astonished. Lochem, she'ein atem bevakshim lochem ochel. You're b'terem sheyichle ma shebeyetchem. Why are you not planning for the future? So Taka, why were they not planning for the future? I don't know. Doesn't say.
They weren't worried.
What? They had emunah. Doesn't say they had emunah. Okay, you have to. It doesn't say why.
Why don't you look like you're panicking like the rest of us?
Okay, so how is that different than the first interpretation? The first interpretation, Rashi used the word siveyim.
Because
they had food. The food was rationed, so no one's dying.
No, but that's the second interpretation that they had plenty.
The second doesn't
first
tell us.
Saying, They didn't have plenty, but they were just going about like everything's okay. Yeah, you're right. It's similar.
It's very, very similar. The first interpretation, according to the first interpretation, it's not about planning for the future. It seems like, according to the first interpretation, you want to differentiate, there's a plan. There's a plan for everyone. The government has a plan for the whole country. Everyone's going to get a delivery of their basic needs every single day until this is over. No one's going to die. Everyone. The only difference is everyone else in the world, they're miserable. They're miserable. And you're not miserable. So therefore, don't make yourself look happy. Be miserable like everyone else. Misery loves company. The second interpretation is everyone's going to die. There's not enough food to survive. There's enough food for the next week or two, and that's it. And everyone's going to die. So how come you're not upset? So Taka, why weren't they worried about the future? I don't know. Doesn't say. Third interpretation. Why should you be on diets? You all look emaciated. Okay, why? Do something. Help yourselves. Go down to Egypt. Get some food. Go and work on the problem. Don't just do nothing. And we have a similar expression again. Marve gamhu yoyre. Okay, that's a different meaning of proof. Three interpretations. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of what I want to try to bring out, but I want to try to say as follows. Over here, Rashi presents, Yaakov Inu says to them three things. He says, Lama Tisro. The first is, in a very raw form, the Goyim are looking at you. Bnei Esav u'Bnei Yishmol are looking at you. That's what's in the first shot. The second shot, he doesn't say, he says, everyone is looking at you. Lufi pshutoi, lama tisro, lama you are koil.
Who's okay. Everyone?
Oh. So it's more than, Rashi is precise. That's what you have to assume in Rashi. Rashi's first interpretation, what does Rashi say in the first interpretation? He says only Bnei Esav and Bnei Yishmael. What is it over here? Lama Bnei Yishmael u'Bnei Esav. Second interpretation, he says, Hakol, Lama Yu Hakol Mistaklim Bochem. Raj's third interpretation is, Mipiachem Shemat Lashon, Lama Tu Kichushim Berav, look at yourself. Why should you look at yourself and see yourself that you lost 20 pounds this last week because you have what to eat? The one that's looking, the guy don't care what you look like. Why should you look at yourself and look that you're emaciated? Help yourselves. Okay, this is again, obviously there are many different elements, there are many different dimensions in this Rashi, but you can't deny the fact that who is the subject of the looker, of the gazer? The word tisrahu means to look. To look. Who's looking? Who is the subject of the one that's looking? Rashi in his first interpretation says explicitly Bnei Esav Bnei Yishmael. In his second interpretation is Hakol.
To appear.
But someone is looking. You're appearing before someone. Yeah. Why should you appear? In the first interpretation, it's Esav and Yishmael. In the second interpretation, it's the whole world. And the third interpretation, it's yourselves. Why should you see yourselves in a matzav of being kochush? Now, Yaakov said these words, and you have to believe, assume, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, all three are true. The very next pasuk, we have charata, we sold our brother. We sold our brother. Charata gemura. What changed? Obviously, 22 years ago, the brothers believed that Yosef was an impediment in the way we appear in front of Esav and Yishmael. The way we appear before everyone else in the world, and the way we appear before in our own eyes. Now, let's just clarify one point. There's a very big difference between the way we appear before Esav and Yishmael versus the way we appear before the entire world. Because Esav and Yishmael are part of a monotheism. Okay? They're part of, Esav and Yishmael are part of the religious world. Because Esav and Yishmael are Bnei, Avraham and Yitzchak. So Avraham Avinu, he brought religion into this world. Okay, everyone else is not part of that. Everyone else is in a different league. It's an entirely different class. Everyone outside the world of Esav and Yishmael. And obviously, this gets very, very deep. What is the role of Melech HaMashiach with regard to Esav and Yishmael, who are Bnei Avraham and Yitzchak, they're not Klal Yisrael, versus the role of the Melech HaMashiach and Klal Yisrael versus the rest of the world. The rest of the world, they're not religious.
They're breaking off.
Breaking off? One second. Let me just go, what's going on over here? The network over here. Let's see how we connected. It just broke out. One second. I don't know what happened over here. Okay, so how is there, there's a very big difference between the relationship, the way we appear in front of others.
Others.
When the brothers sold their brother Yosef, this thing is not connecting. I don't know what's going on over here. Interesting what I should do. There's other options here. And turn on mobile hotspots. We'll connect to my phone. Give me one second here. It's not working. I don't know what's going on. Why do I have trouble? Network. I'm gonna switch.
Recording in progress.
Okay, everybody, so we're back. Can you hear me? Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, I hear you.
It might happen again. If it happens again. Okay, right. We'll see what happens. So Lama, when the brothers sold Yosef, they felt he was an existential threat to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's role is a role that they play to Esav and Yishmael. They're leaders of their cousins of Esav and Yishmael. They're leaders in the entire world. To the entire world. And also we have our own mission. We have to have satisfaction in our own lives. After 22 years, Yaakov Avinu, without even realizing it, said to them, you know, the world is looking at you like you're crazy. The world, Esav and Yishmael, think you're crazy. Everyone else in the world, they also think you're crazy. And you don't look too good yourself in your own eyes. You're abysmal failures. And right away, this statement, Lama Tisrohu, it shocks them to the core. We only sold our brother Yosef 22 years ago because we felt that he was the impediment. That we would be in the matzav of Lama Tisrohu. When they sat down 22 years ago to sell Yosef, they had a meeting. What should we do with this person, Yosef? If we let him live and behave in such a way, he's going to destroy us. And we're going to be down the line in a matzav of Lama Tisrohu. Esav and Yishmael will look at us and say, you people, you're crazy. The rest of the world will say about the Jews, they're crazy. We will be miserable. What is the impediment that's causing that? We're planning for the future. We see in our crystal ball that 22 years down the line, 22 years down ahead, the Jewish people are going to be in a desperate matzav of where the world's going to say about the Jews, there's going to be Lama Tisrohu. We don't want that to happen. We have to plan for the future. We have to plan that in the future, down the line, we will be dominant. And everyone will look to the Jewish people as an Or L'Amim, a light, Hanukkah, light. We're the leaders. We live a life of a wonder. We're happy with ourselves. We lead the other religious nations, our cousins, and we're an Or L'Amim for the rest of the world. The whole goal of selling Yosef is to prevent that there should be a matzav in the future where the world says, where someone will say, Lama Tisrohu. And guess what? 22 years passed. Now, even though Yaakov Avinu said the words, here's what gets a little jushy here. Even though Yaakov Avinu, he said the words in relationship to food, but the food was just a facade. It was really a statement. Forget about the food. What about nation building? Remember that term? They used to use the term in politics. Nation building. Where are we holding? 22 years have passed. What have you accomplished in your political agenda in the last 22 years? Have you spread the name of Hashem? Are you personally living good lives? Are you personally in Or La'am? Do we have a better relationship now with our cousins, Esav and Yishmael? Do we have a better relationship with the Umar Sa'olam? Do we? No, we don't. Nothing has changed. In fact, things have gotten a lot worse. Even though Yaakov Avinu, he made this statement, Lama Tisrohu, and he was focused primarily on the food. The food, you're not planning for the future, you're not satisfied, and you're not kochosh. But those words triggered a raw nerve. Because the brothers realized when they sold them, they had a plan. Their plan was an Aguda convention plan. It was a plan for the betterment of Klal Yisrael down the line. What's going to be with the future of Klal Yisrael? And they made a decision that this person over here is going to destroy us, and everything about Klal Yisrael is going to be horrific. We have to prevent such a mitzias of there being a spiritual Lama Tisrahu down the line in the future of Klal Yisrael. And now it's 22 years later, and Yaakov Avinu says to them, Lama Tisrahu, Esav and Yishmael don't like you. The Goyim don't like you. And you don't like yourselves either. Wait a minute. Why did we sell Yosef? The only reason why we sold Yosef is that this should not happen. It must be we made a big mistake. We made a big mistake. Selling Yosef was not the solution to our problems. We taka made a big mistake. These words, Lama Tisrohu, although it was said, we all know that you have these stories where someone says to you something where they mean something different, but it means something very, very big. It triggers something. You know, there's a classic story where there was a Rav. I don't know, there's a real story. I don't know the names of the people. There was a Rav, he got a Yishtela, and there was someone who really didn't like him. A Balabas that really hated him with a sinas mavis. And he wanted him out immediately. So the first Shabbos, the Rav messed up. They asked him, do we recite the Av HaRachaman this week? It was whatever the week was, do we say the Av HaRachaman? So the Rav says, you don't say it. Or you do say Chvesesh. Oh, it was Mamash a Yomta for this Balabas. He was able to use this, he made a mistake. He went and he brought Rayos that he made a mistake. He called the board meeting, oh, he's an Am HaOretz. He doesn't even know the Av HaRachaman, and he used it as a wedge to make a machloikish in Kamo, and they threw him out. And the Rav, who had no parnasa, family, great tzaras, and he went to another town, and over time, he got a break, he got a job here, and one thing led to another, he became a Rav of a big chosh of a community where they had tremendous respect for him. Vayihi Hayoyim, the Balabas, was on a business trip. It was Erev Shabbos, he got caught in traffic, whatever happened. He has no choice, he goes into the city, the state of, he goes to the Gemilas Chassadim Society, can you put me up somewhere? They put him up. He comes to shul with the Balabas, he sits there all the back, and he hears the Balabatim from far. Such derech eretz for the Sarov, such kovod. It's 20 years later. So after davening, he goes up to say good Shabbos. I gotta see who the Sarov is, they love him here. Mm-hmm. He goes up, gets online, he comes, he looks up. This is the one. He couldn't believe it. This is the Rav that he, 20, 25 years ago, he campaigned to throw out with a Ritzicha. So, it's you? And he was in shock and he says to him, how did you get here? How did you get here? So the Rav said, the Av HaRachaman brought me here. The Av HaRachaman brought me here. But those words, it can be taken very literally, the Av HaRachaman, but it means something very personal. When Yaakov Avinu said to the brothers, there's a famine. Lama Tisrohu. Esav and Yishmael hate you. The Chinese hate you. And you hate yourselves. Lama Tisrohu. Those words triggered a raw nerve. Because 22 years ago, they said, if we don't do something now for Klal Yisrael, in 22 years from now, Esav and Yishmael are going to hate us, the Chinese are going to hate us, and we're going to hate ourselves. We better do something now. And you know what the solution is? Eliminate Yosef. So it should not come. And now 22 years later, their father says to them, Lama Tisrahu, everyone hates you. Uh-oh. Everyone hates us. We made a mistake. 22 years ago, we thought this was the solution to our problems. Obviously, it's not. Nothing has changed. That's the juxtaposition between what it says here in the Pasuk, where it says in the Pasuk, where Yaakov says, I think you should go down to Mitzrayim. What was again the words of the Pasuk over here? Let me just turn again. By Yikbaitz, on the wrong page. I'm going to turn the page here. Okay, v'cholaretz bo Mitzrayma, v'yar Yaakov ki yeshevel b'Mitzrayim, v'yom Yaakov levanov, lama tisro. Everyone hates you. The whole world is out to get you, in every dimension. Ah, v'yerdu achei Yosef. Yosef man dekar shmei. Lama tisrohu, our plan failed. Everyone hates us. Even though Yaakov said, innocently, about food, those words triggered a realization, what a foolish mistake we made. We didn't solve the problems. How many times do we think in life, if only we could do this, we'll solve all our problems. And then we realize how foolish we were. This is not the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is systemic. It's not one little prat. There's something much bigger that needs to be solved. How many times? How else do you learn Shana? I even want to say more. I don't have time now. I'll leave another time. Is if you go back to the time when the brothers hated Yosef. So if you really look carefully, there were three episodes of where they showed their hate for him. First, when he brought the bad report. When he brought the bad report to the father. The second time was they told him the dreams. And the two sets of dreams. There were two sets of dreams. Vayikanuvo, there was the Dibos Somro. There are three expressions. Number one was he brought the Dibos Somro. Number two, Vayisnu Oso. Number three, Vayikanu Oso. So I want to suggest that those three elements are all related to the three parts of the Lama Tisro. And now they realize nothing has changed. Okay, but that's for another topic. Okay, let's do that. Now I want to go to another idea. Another idea. Okay, this is a little bit of a drush, but it's for Chanukah. I want to make sure we have enough time. And I'm going to say very much more important. I don't want to leave that out. But a little quick drush. Ma'aseh Bereishis. This is an old drush, but I have a new hoisafa to the drush. It's not my drush. This is an old copy of the drush. And the old drush goes in Ma'aseh Bereishis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light, Hashem created light the first day of creation. Vayar Elokim Yehi Or. Hashem said, may there be Or. Vayihi Or. There was Or. Vayar Elokim Eso Or Ki Toiv. Hashem said the Or was good. Vayavdel Elokim Eno Or Ben HaChoshech. Okay, fine. What happened next? Vayikru Elokim Lo Or Yom VaLaChoshech Kara Loila Vayir Vayivoka Yom Echad. Day one is the only day where it does not say the words Vayihi Chayim. On day two, it says Vayim Lekim Yirkim Sechamayim. There should be Rakia. The Ma'avil Ben Ma'im Lemoyim. Vayaslekim Sechamayim. Vayavdil Ben Ma'im Asher Mitachas. Lekim Ben Ma'im Asher Mitachas. Vayihi Chayim. Okay. Day three. Vayim Lekim Yikavu Hamayim. What did the pasuk say? Vayim Lekim. In the pasuk says Vayim Lekim Tachar It's Deshe. Vayihi chayim. On day four, Vayihi chayim. Day five, Vayihi chayim. Every single day of the week, it says the words Vayihi chayim. After Hashem concluded what He created. The only time it does not say the word Vayihi chayim is on day one, when it says Vayom lekim yihi or. Vayihi or, it does not say the word it was so. So what is the, this is not my drush, this is a chassid shavart. And not big into the Chassidish Avel, but this is where I want to bring out a point, is the reason why it did not say the word Vayihi Chayim is because of what it says in Rashi. Rashi, in the very beginning of the parasha, says, when Hashem created the or, Hashem saw the or is so good. It is so delicious. It is not kedai that the wicked people in this world should derive benefit from the or in this world. That's what it says in the first, from the beginning of Mamash, the beginning of Rashi. Ain kedai for the Rasham to derive benefit from the or in this. So what did Hashem do? Hashem put the or away in the geniza for the tzadigim la'osid lovai. That's what Hashem did with the or of Maisei Bereishis. I found the Rashi over here quickly. At the beginning of Maisei Bereishis, Yehi Rokia, now I have to go back over here a little further. V'yalki Maisei Orki Toiv. Af bezeh onu tzrichim l'divrei agonon. So Pasuk Dalet. Ru'u she'enai kedai le'hishtamish boi risho'im v'hivdilo le'tzadikim l'osu lovai. Hashem put the or away. Okay. Parshas v'haloyscha. The lighting of the menorah. What does it say in Parashas Bahaloyscha? Bahaloyscha es haneros, omul pnei ha-menorah, ye'iru shivas haneros. Aaron finally lights the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And then what does it say about Aaron? Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor daber el Aaron v'yamarta elav Bahaloyscha es haneros. When you light the neros, omul pnei ha-menorah, ye'iru shivas haneros. Vayas Cain Aaron. Why does it say Vayas Cain? This is the Cain that is missing in my Sibarishis. When Hashem created the or, Hashem saw the or, it was not kedai for the or, for the tzadikim, for the Rishon to be nene. Hashem saw that it was not kedai for the Rishon to derive benefits. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hashem took the or and put it away in the Beis Kenizah. The lighting of the Chanukah candles is the restoration. The or of the menorah, the or of Torah, is the restoration of the or that was put in the Beis Kenizah for the Mice Liberation. In fact, as I'll say, how many hours did the or exist before Hashem put away in Beis Kenizah? For 36 hours. How many Chanukah candles are there? 36. The lighting of the menorah by Aaron was a restoration of the or of the Beis Geniza that Hashem put away. When the menorah is lit, the Shekhinah is resting upon the menorah, the or that was put in Geniza has been returned to this world. And therefore now when Aaron lit that menorah, Vayas Cain Aaron, the Cain has been restored. This week's parasha, Parshas Miketz. The brothers come down to Egypt. Yosef is in disguise. He knows what's going on. He sees what's going on. He sees these are his brothers. He puts on a whole show and he says to them, Miraglim Atem. Who are you people? You're spies. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? You're coming to check out the land. Vayaker Yosef Esech Vahim Lo Hikiru. Vayizka Yosef Halaymais. Yosef was nasty to them. Vayomer lehem, miraglim atem, lirois es ervas ha'aretz bosem. Vayomer elav lo ya'adoini. They said to Yosef, no. Va'avodecha bohu lishbor oichel. We've come here to buy food. Kulanu b'nei ish echad nochnu. We were all children. Rashi says, you also. Niba ve'eina yodea man niba. In a young day, they said prophecy here. We're all children of the same father, and you also. They didn't even realize that Yosef was standing in front of them, their brother. Kulanu b'nei ish echad nochnu. It's Shabbos Chanukah this week, correct? Keinim anachnu. Keinim. What does it mean, keinim? What does that word mean? Keinim. We're upright people. Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Keinim anachnu. The word kenim, amtiyim. We are people of truth. Kemo kain dibarta. Kain benois tzlofcha doivrois. The avrosoi loy kain badov. Kain, it's migloshim kain. We are upright people, correct people. Kain, truthful people. This week, Rabbi Yisrael Shabbos, when Klal Yisrael lights the menorah, what a Klal Yisrael saying? Not only is it Aaron, Ein Ochinami in the Beis HaMikdash, Vayas Kain Aaron. In Maaseh Bereishis, when Hashem, Vayom Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. What happened to Vayehi Chain? It wasn't Chain, because the Or was put away in Geniza. It didn't happen. Hashem said there should be R. There was no R. Just a small amount of R. Where's the R? No. It's not here. It's put away in Geniza. So therefore you can't say Vayehi Chain. But it did happen later on in Jewish history. When Aaron lit the menorah, he brought to the world the R of Torah by lighting the menorah. Vayas Kain Aharon. Rabbi Sai, Aaron's gone. And the Beis HaMikdash is Chorav. So where's the Or HaGeniza? Where is it? Kulanu b'nei ish echor anochni. Klal Yisrael. We're all children of one father. We're all part of Klal Yisrael. Keinim anachnu. We're the ones who are brought back to this world through Torah, mitzvahs, Yerushalayim. We are the ones who are brought back to this world. The Cain. Vayas Cain Aaron, we took over his role. Cainim Anachim. Vayihi Chain, the Or Hamnor is Vayihi Chain. Okay, now I'll tell you a very important verse. This is a very important verse. I need a Sidur.
Yeah.
Prayer book. This week, we read a very special Musaf. What would you do if it was up to you? And you never knew there was a special nusach for Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. Ato Yotzarta. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. What would you read? What nusach would you recite on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So I would give you two choices. I would say that we should recite the ordinary Tikanta Shabbos. Tikanta Shabbos, Rotzisa, Karbonoisecha, Tzivisa, Pedoshecha, Im Sidur, Nisochecha, Yangecha. Is that what we say every Shabbos? Oh, but it's Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh. No problem. What's the problem? When you come to Ritzay, you'll say Yalav Yavai. What's the big deal? The Musafin. Okay. Uvarosh Chodshechem, Takriv Oil La Hashem. What's the big deal? If there's a Musaf called Tikanta Shabbos, I think it would be expected that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh we should say the regular Tikanta Shabbos. We will add Yale V'Yavo and we will add Uvarashay Chod Sheikha. No sweat. I'll give you another choice. Choice B. What do you say on a regular Rosh Chodesh when it's the weekday? Rashay Chodoshim. Liam Chonosoto Zman Kaporo L'chol Tolos. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have a Musaf. A Nusach, a special Nusach. So you know what? It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We're going to say, Uvaroshe Chod Sheichem. We'll say, Roshe Chodoshim, Liam Chonosoto Zman Ka. The regular Musaf you say during the week. And we'll add, Yismechu B'malchuscha. We'll add, Vayechulu. We'll add the Musaf. We will take the standard nusach that we recite on a regular weekday of Rosh Chodesh and just embellish it with matters of Shabbos. Isn't that what you'd expect to do? Isn't that a fair assessment? Yet, what did Chazal do? This is something extremely bizarre. When Shabbos was on Rosh Chodesh, they created for us a new nusach. Atoyotzarto elom chamikedem kilisim alachtecha bayim hashriya. Holy nusach. Why? Why? The nusach you should know is very, very similar to the nusach of the Sholosh Regalim. Very similar. So the answer we like to give all the time, we spoke about this, is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is not Shabbos plus Rosh Chodesh. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. That's the standard answer. When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come together, it's not just, oh, it's Shabbos and it's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. No! The sum is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It's a whole new world. It's mamish, the Sholosh Regalim. Okay, excellent. So now I give you choice three. If that's really the pshat, So tomorrow, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you know what you should say? We should say the Musaf of the Sholosh Ugolim. Right? What's going on here? What, why? Where does Ato Yotzarta come in? My high. So now we have three choices. It's going to either going to be Tikkun HaShabbos, embellishing it with or it's going to be Rosh Chodesh and embellish it with Shabbos. Or if you want to tell me this beautiful Yesod, wow, the whole is greater than something. So say, no. A whole new Nusach. Why? So I have the answer. My guy, I'm telling you the answer. You know why? Because there's one Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos that's above and beyond, or actually it's different than the regular Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Chodesh. And we have to have a light plug. And that is because there's going to be a time of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. The Nusach of Umidnecha To'enu Golinu Me'aretzeinu cannot be said on Shabbos Chanukah because we were not exiled from the land. The entire Nusach that we recite on the Sholosh Regalim is a Nusach, and I'll show you, is a Nusach of Golos. The whole nusach. You read it very carefully. It is a nusach of Golos. Chanukah is not Golos. The miracle of Chanukah took place smack in the middle of the era of the Bayis Shem. There was an Eretz Yisrael. Jews were living ala d'mosa. Woohoo. They were living in their land.
Although,
yeah.
We were occupied by a foreign power.
Absolutely. But we
so
were living,
in that sense,
we were in Golos. That's what I'm going to read. We're going to go look at that right now. But we were living in Eretz Yisrael. We had a Beis HaMikdash. We had everything. It's just that we were not with the program. Most of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael became irreligious. It was really, like we mentioned, it was a civil war. The Misyavnim overtook us, and it was an irreligious state. And the Beis HaMikdash was a museum. That's what we talk about. It's like it was a museum. And the miracle was an appreciation of where we come, who we are. And now, when you look at the Nusach, it's boiling. It's unbelievable. The Nusach of Ato Yotzarta is, you get a sense, was custom made for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Oh, how come we read this Nusach other times of the year when it happened? You never ate a donut in September? You never had a donut in the middle of the summer? No, Noram Chol says no. No. You can have latkes the whole year also. Nothing's going to happen to you. But because when Chazal made the Nusach, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shab has to be a different Nusach, what are you going to say? You can't say Rosh Chodesh, you can't say Tikkun HaShabbos, and you can't even say Mechat Ha'enu. So what are you going to say? We have to compose an Ato Yotzarta. Let me read you some of the words to show you how this Mamish is Mat'in. It fits specifically miyuchad for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Ato yotzarta olamcha mikedem. What is this going back to Maisa Bereshis? You've created your world mikedem. Vayomer, yeah? Hello? Vayomer Elokim yihi or. Vayomer Elokim yihi or. The beginning takes us back to the creation of light, which was put away at the time, the very beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, for the tzaddikim la'asalavan. We just finished saying Vayas Kain Aaron Kainim Anachnu Kilisa Malacha Bayim Hashvi The menorah Rabbi Yisai has seven branches. The menorah in the Beis Hamikdash captures the theme of Shabbos. And then look what it says about the Churban. Ulefi shechotanu lefanech anachnu v'avoseinu. Chorva irena. This is very interesting. In the nusach of Ibnei Chato'enu, there is no mention about Yerushalayim. There's no mention. It's a golos from the land. There is no mention of Yerushalayim. It's an Ibnei Chato'enu golinu me'artzeinu. Ato Yotzarta does not make one reference to Golus from the land, but instead talks about the Churban of Yerushalayim. And that's taka very true. You study this study, which has to be developed a lot more, but you study the story of Hanukkah and the liturgy of Hanukkah, it's not just the rebuild, it's not just the sanctification of the Beis HaMikdash. A lot of the Beis HaMikdash is built on a sanctity of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Yerushalayim is called the Ir HaKodesh. Haneirois Halalu Kodeshim. Chorva Ireinu. And look what it says here. V'shamein Beis Mikdashenu. What does it mean the word shamein? It doesn't mean destroyed. Desolate. Empty. It's a skeleton. There's no activity. There are no services today. There are no services. It's shamein. The building is there. It's shamein. There's no kedusha. It's a museum. It's just a haunted house. It doesn't say it was destroyed. V'shamein mikdashenu, v'galo yikoreinu. Our honor, the honor of the Shechina. They drove it out, the Yavanim. V'nutal kavom yibeis chayenu. V'ein, and then we go on to describe the restoration. I'm suggesting that this nusach has been sanitized. The nusach of the Shalosh Regalim has been sanitized and refined and worked over in order to make this matim to Shabbos Chanukah. I want to leave you with one last thing, very short. We only have until Minchas in 5 minutes.
We don't have enough people to say Ravinian.
Maybe we'll get from outside. Maybe we'll get somebody off. Now, not. But let me just. Maybe we'll get from outside. I just want to leave you one very, very important thing. I don't know if you realize in the news, a lot of things happening in the news this week that are really unprecedented. And there's one thing that is really, I'm really surprised I don't hear about. You don't hear about this. And no one's talking about this, especially on Hanukkah. Okay? This week, I think 2 days ago, Wednesday. Today is the fifth day of Hanukkah, so that's the fourth, the third day of Hanukkah. Does anybody know this happened? It's an incredible thing that happened. A horrible thing happened. The United Nations General Assembly approved a resolution, 129/11, on Wednesday that disavowed Jewish ties to the Temple Mount and called it solely by its Muslim name of Al-Haram Al-Sharif. The United Nations, the Ummah Ha'olam, and the vote, what did I say, resolution, I think the vote was 129 nations. That's not the number, I made a mistake, I told you. There were 129 nations in voted yes, and 11 that disagreed. They voted on a red 129 nations this week on the third day Hanukkah. Tavshin Pei Beis publicly made a statement to the world, the entire world of 7.5 billion people, a body. There's no bigger body, a league of nations, whether you like it or not. This is a mitzias. The Ummah Yisrael nisvadu yachad in a vote of 129 nations who said yes, verse 11 who said no, made a statement to the world that the Mokim HaMikdash, the place that the Jewish people for these last days say, the Achar Kain, Bohu Vonecha, Lidvir Beisecha, Ufinu Es Hecholecha, V'tiharu Es Mikdashecha, V'idliku Neirois B'chatzrois Kodshecha, this Mokim that Orthodox Jews throughout the entire world have been saying for the last 3 days and celebrating the rededication of the Makom HaKodesh, we hereby make it known that we disagree. It's not theirs. They never had it, they never owned it. This week, Tuesday, United Nations, we read after Fruchter, the United Nations General Assembly approved a resolution by the vote of 129-11 on Wednesday, the third day of Hanukkah, that disavowed Jewish ties to the Temple Mount. It's not yours. What are the chances that they would do this on Hanukkah, on the day when we say, the Achar Kain Bohuv Onechel Edvir Beisecha Afinus Hechlecha Vetiyas Mitoshecha Veliku Neres Bechatzka Shecha? Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The chutzpah noira and the hashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. We need another Hanukkah miracle. We really need another Hanukkah. If we think here we're complacent and everything is fine and good, Shalom Al Yisrael, as long as I have my latkes and my donuts, everything is good. The world is a very dangerous place. It's a very dangerous place. On Shabbos, we lay in this Shabbos, is a response to the United Nations. Laying the Shabbos, what do you read? And what are the words you're going to read the Shabbos? It's a true response to what the United Nations, the Umay Sa'olam, have stated this week. Roni v'simchi basiyon. Rejoice! Basiyon. Ki hilniva. I'm coming. I disagree with the Umay Sa'olam who make this outrageous lie. Chutzpah Noira, to say that it's not ours. Hiki hinniva, v'shochanti v'soichech. I'm coming to rest my shechina in this makom. V'nilvu goyim rabim el Hashem. Who do you think you are? The goyim rabim, you'll have to come and join and confess. Bayoyim ahu, v'hoyu li le'om. Klal Yisrael will be my people. V'shochanti v'soichech v'yodat ki Hashem tzivakois shalachani eloich. The emes, it's Klal Yisrael, and Hashem sent us. V'nochal Hashem es Yehuda chelkoi al admas hakodesh uvochar oid b'Yerushalayim. You see over here, the Yerushalayim is very much totally in Chanukah. Blame this on Chanukah. Unbelievable. Amamish Amul Hashkocha Pratis, what happened this week? Unprecedented. Such a statement. On Hanukkah? On Hanukkah? Couldn't wait? Till after Hanukkah? And the response of the Navi. Who do you think you people are? What a chutzpah. Abay said we need a lot of rachamim. We need a lot of rachamim. Take nothing for granted. The Avrachim have a wonderful Hanukkah, Abay said. Wonderful Shabbos, wonderful Chodesh, and Chanukah Sameach. Shabbat Shalom. Good Shabbos, Alan Mayor, Shalom Aleichem. Good Shabbos, Dr. Phil. Good Shabbos, Ron. Good Shabbos, everyone. Good Shabbos. We have a minion?
Yeah, just a minion. I got it. Could you roll down?
Yes, roll it down. Yes, absolutely.
Ashra, that we need out.
Wait, you've got to wait for it to come back. Yeah, you went to the bed. There's a joke in there. What kind of people?
He's coming back.
Thank you. Wir sehen ja, dass die Selbstverständlichkeit, dass die Schöne, 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 die Schö the actions of my administration has taken in partnership with private business and labor, retailers and grocery stores, freight movers and railroads, the shelves of our stores are going to be well stocked. We've sped up operations at our ports. For example, at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, the two busiest ports in America, over the last month, the number of containers left sitting on the docks for over 8 days is down by 40%. This is a significant improvement from when I took office in January, a sign that we're on the right track. Because of the extraordinary strides we've made, we can look forward to a brighter, happier new year ahead, in my view. But I also know that despite this progress, families are anxious.
First of all, Mr. President, your voice sounds a little different. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test. I have it checking for all the strands. What I have is a 1.5-year-old grandson who had a cold who likes to kiss his pop. And he's been kissing him anyway, so, but it's just a cold.
Let's go, Brandon.